Hello and welcome to the Bite Size Manga Podcast. This week I'm joined by Ryu the Painter.
I apparently paint a lot.
Hot the Constellation.
Yeah.
And I'm as always your host, Ben. Welcome to the podcast. This week we're talking about chapters 141 to 150 of Dragon Ball. As per usual, Dragon Ball talk and a lot of yapping on the side. Speaking of yapping, let's yap.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So, what do you get? Let's just start it off.
Actually,
let's
talk about the Crunchyroll Awards. Have y'all seen the category?
Oh yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah. We're like a manga podcast. We're an anime podcast. Let's talk about some anime news.
Yep. Yep. First off, I'm just gonna say Luffy's best main character of the year.
I saw that. I was super happy with that. Yeah. There's two awards that One Piece got, which of course we're gonna talk about.
Yeah.
Because the One Piece got Best Continuing Series and Best Main Character being Luffy. And both of those are very deserved, I think. I think that obviously, like, with how long One Piece has been going and the new look that it has gotten over the past, like, around about a year, Wano has been going on for a bit longer. But, you know, like, Wano as a story, like, steps it up in One Piece. And then, like, the anime, like, really stepped up in quality and stuff like that. So I think it's great continuation. I think it's very well deserved as a continuing story. I would want to know what the other like nominees were.
We got best. Okay. Oh, for the nominees, right? That's actually.
Yeah, because I want to see.
So it was One Piece. It was JJK season 2. Demon Slayer, way long. Swordsmith Village arc. Avengers Saga season 2. My Family Season 1, Core 2, and Attack on Titan Final Season, the final chapter, Special 1.
Typical okay, one, Attack on Titan, like, you're done now, but, like, Jesus Christ, the names. Oh, it's been a meme for forever, but it's deserved. It's literally just
the Final
like,
Season, the final, in caps, chapters.
Special 1.
So there's gonna be more. It's not even ended yet. It's not the final.
No, it's done. It's done. Yeah. I just think that, like,
how
that
is Special 1? If there's, how do you name it
no,
Special
1? I think Special 2 is already out. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't in consideration for this award.
Yeah, it's crazy because they had Season 3 Part 1, Season 3 Part 2. Fine, cool. Then they had Season 4 Final Season Part 1, Season 4 Final Season Part 2, Attack on Titan Final Chapter Special 1, Attack on Titan Final Chapter Special 2.
This makes That's me angry for very well-known purposes.
It's crazy.
Long ass titles, I that's like one of my pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
I get irrationally angry about this.
Yeah, that makes
like,
sense.
I just want the juxtaposition to be known and just like shown. We have Attack on Titan, the final season, the final chapter, Special 1, and One Piece.
Yeah.
One Piece.
Like,
Spy Family, I can give it to, because like Season 1, Core 2, I think Core is like a French word.
It's the second half of a season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now we have, like, to be fair, we have Bleach Core 1, Bleach Core 2, Bleach Core 3 is going to come out this year.
Yeah, but also, Bleach has the titles. Bleach. But let's actually get back to a continuing series. Let's talk about it. You know, I think there is one other anime that I would have given this to.
And that's Vinland Saga.
It definitely is. It is 100% Vinland Saga. I honestly feel like looking at this list, I kind of feel like Vinland Saga should have won.
Vinland Saga got.
I think One Piece got best continuing series last year, which is when Wano started, and I think then like it would be more deserved. But this has been a full year of Wano, and I think like One Piece has obviously been doing great, and like it's kept up the quality in terms of animation and everything. So I think that's completely fair. I just think that Vinland Saga Season 2, for what it delivered, is just so insane, and, like, I think it just deserves to be up there.
Vinland Saga didn't win a single award?
No, what? It didn't.
I looked through it quickly, like, most of it's just JJK.
It's
all,
JJK
like,
and Demon Slayer.
A lot of it is, yeah.
Which, I get it. I just don't like it. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of this
also quite
of funny. Winners. Chainsaw Man won mostly like with dub VAs.
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge fan of this because I feel like there's just not that much variety. And, like, I get these are, like, essentially blockbuster shows. They come in, they do their thing, they're great at it. But, it's just, like, it's so, like, it feels so samey. It's just, like, meh. Right? It's like, and this is where I'm going to lose a lot of you anime fans. But the few of you that have overlap with this, you're going to agree with me. It's like the Cavs and Warriors rivalry in the early 2010s. Every finals was Cleveland Cavaliers versus Golden State Warriors. At some point, you're sick of it. At some point, you don't give a shit anymore. And that's it for me right here. Like, with all this shit going on, I'm just like, look, I get it. I like JJK. I like Demon Slayer. Can we chill?
Agreed. Something I do really like one was Oshinoko winning Best Anime Song.
Yeah, I like that. I saw that and I was like, that is completely fair.
That is definitely deserved. It's so good. And like, the Hidden Inventory arc getting Best Opening Sequence. I like that too, since I like the opening sequence in Hidden
Inventory. I love Vera Blue is. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I don't know enough about the other openings. Like, the thing is, I haven't seen most of these. I have seen the Hidden Inventory arc. That's all I've seen in the anime of out of this list. Like, I have seen so little anime at the point that I'm like, I don't know what's good or what's not. Like, I can't tell shit, like, from, like, good.
I actually do watch still, like, I still watch a lot of, like, the big shows. So, I think, so, like, I do have opinions on this. And I'm about to, like, I don't, again, like, we talk mostly about Dragon Ball. So, I don't know how many, like really hot takes I've given. I feel like most likely will tell me if I do, like, a really hot take about Dragon Ball. But it's mostly just been, like, you know, kind of like understandable stuff. I'm about to do a hot take for the anime community. When I saw this list, I talked to like the people in my Armenian surroundings because like they were also weebs, and they were like, "What the fuck, bro?" My hot take. Is Anya Forger sucks. I hate her. She is such an annoying character. I cannot stand her. Every time she's on the screen, I'm like, "Get off! Get out! Stop talking."
I pretty much agree on this. I don't like hate her. I think she's like mid minus. Like, she's kind of
mid minus. That's a lovely like, way to put it.
Yeah, I think she. I don't like. She's all right, I guess. Right.
Yeah, like she won must protect at all costs, and I'm like, no, must punt at all costs. Stop this shit.
I thought you were gonna say must punch at all costs, and I was like,
no, punt. She's punt time.
Damn. Yeah. Also, supporting cast getting. Like Gojo, yeah.
Look, the Sims are winning that one. Let's be honest.
He's essentially the main character. Come on now.
Of the Hidden Inventory arc, he legitimately is.
Yeah.
Yes. They put that as like the thing.
Okay. Yeah, but like it. In fairness, I'm gonna do something I will not do a lot on this show. I'm gonna defend JJK.
Okay.
Yikes.
Do it. Do it.
In fairness, Hidden Inventory arc is only, like, the first half of the season, the second half of the season is a continuation of, like,
not even first half, it's, like six.
Five episodes.
It's really not that bad, and, like, yeah, so, like, this is what they came out of the gate with, and Gojo is the main character there, but it's the same as, like, you know, JJK Zero, where, like, Yuta was the main character. Like, Yuta's not the fucking main character now.
So, technically, JJK has had three main characters, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and all of them are depressed.
Yeah. But, sorry, go on.
No, I was gonna say something, but I was like, nah, that's a spoiler. I won't say that.
Yeah, I was
also, I want to point out, one of the funniest things in this entire, like, anime awards that I absolutely loved. First of all, like, I just loved, like, all the love to, like, best VA performances for all these different languages. Like, we got Japanese, we got English, we got French, we got Castilian, we got Spanish, we got Italian, we got Portuguese, German, and we got Arabic. So many different, like, languages are like, getting represented, and I love that they have, like, a category for that. As somebody who, I don't really like watching sub, I like watching it in a language that I understand, and so, like, to see that love being spread for all these other languages where people undoubtedly have the same thing, I love seeing it. I'm just gonna finish my thought here, and then we get to you. A lot of Chainsaw Man love in the VA performances, a lot of JJK, and then Dr. Stone is just there in Arabic, and I feel like I kind of
want to just watch it.
Yes, I feel like we should watch the Arabic dub of Dr. Stone. It's fire, apparently.
Yeah. There you go.
Fuck
like,
you!
Star just talks about just like that.
Bro, let's actually gonna understand what's happening. Meanwhile, I'm being real. Can you turn on the subtitles?
That's gonna add like pause every 5 seconds. Okay, so this is what happens. This is what he said.
It's like you know when they have like sign language people.
Interpreters, yes.
Yeah,
that's the word. For the shows, we're just gonna have Hutt like writing out very quickly what's being said.
Not instead
he's
of
not being a whiteboard next to him.
Yeah,
instead of being like a translator that like sits there, I'm gonna instead of being Ichigo, I'll be. I don't. I have
yep,
regular
you,
Joe.
Yep, you just try to make a blitz.
Joe, you'll be Joe.
Yeah, I'll be Joe. But also, I was gonna talk about. Best supporting character, another person I think also could have fully won is instead of Gojo, is Reigen. Reigen from Mob Psycho, he's honestly he's a good side character.
Okay,
it's unfair though, because Heizuke got both Satsu Gojo and Geto.
Yeah.
As nominees for a supporting character.
Okay, yeah, so. But
I wouldn't call Geto a supporting character. I mean, in the name story, yes, but so Gojo is supporting character in the main. So he, then what? Okay, it's confusing.
I guess.
Whatever, I get it. I think it's fair. I think it's kind of fair. But I just realized, I was looking at the best supporting character thing. I have another hot take. I guess this is just hot take time, because it's the anime awards.
Levi
Power shouldn't be up there. Power is not that, look, power's not
fair.
That good.
I think honestly, why
she's
is
she fine? She's just she's not
also,
up there for best supporting character. Anyways, yeah.
Oh wait, no. How is actually? I get it. I was gonna say how is Hanj there and not Levi, but I get it. I get it because spoiler.
Yeah,
alert.
Things.
And I things. I get it.
Look, everybody who's seen a little bit about Attack on Titan or like knows the reputation, they know what happened based off us just saying that, right? Look,
fair
we were not slick with that.
No.
Y'all know what's up. We're sorry if we spoiled you.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that, to be honest. Or I have just forgotten it. I don't remember much of AOT.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's a fever dream.
Wow. Yeah. Also, Bocchi the Rock winning Best Slice of Life. That's great.
I saw that and I just went, sure, I'm not a fan of the genre. I watch a little bit of Slice of Life. I'm not too big into it. So I know this one. I've heard of it.
Yeah, I watched Bocchi when it was airing. It's great.
Cool.
Best
Slice
of
the only one that I've heard the name of in the Best Slice of Life. All the other ones,
no,
I'm like...
I know Horimiya.
Horimiya is amazing.
And I'm going to be honest...
Well, I have seen Horimiya.
It has won... It won, like, Best Romance or something. Won Best Romance. And I when I saw it, I was just like, this is what's still going?
It got a kind of a redux sort of thing.
Because I thought Horimiya ended like ages ago.
It ended a long time ago, but
yeah.
It got like a revamp redux, kind of filling in some gaps that happened in the first season, I guess. Since the first season was very fast paced.
Yeah, alright. Do you guys still have any other, things that you want to talk about?
I just want to say, I don't watch enough anime to, have this size. I have, since I started reading manga, I just don't read any, I don't watch any anime anymore. Genuinely. The only ones I watch are, I either have series I've completed from up to date with, does this have an anime? That's pretty interesting. And I binge it in one night. It's one season, usually, because I read pretty obscure shit.
Yeah,
and all the big stuff, I have
night.
Still not read. I've read One Piece, reading Dragon Ball now. I've read Fairy Tale and seen. I'm halfway through. Not halfway through. I started Black Clover. I've not read a lot of the big, stuff that is popular right now. So I can't really form much of an opinion. I've read JJK, I guess, but that's the only one I've really read. And then I've not read enough of most categories to, have good enough opinion about all the popular stuff. So. For me, it's really weird just looking at the list and I guess I would know.
Fair. I'm just gonna say I really hope Core 3 for Bleach that's coming out this year. I'm pretty sure it's coming out this year.
A lot of stuff coming out.
I hope it wins something, cause something is hype is gonna happen this season. If you know Ben. I hope you know.
Look, I need to watch Core 2. I don't know where we are right now.
Core 2 ended at Black Ant, if you know what I mean.
I do not.
Alright.
Moving on!
Moving on.
Alright, that's the spicy take stuff right now.
Oh. Actually, I know. Name Taker.
Alright, that's okay. What I guess with Black Ant. I got it.
Yeah, anyway, there you go.
Moving on. I don't want to... Look, I want to talk about this when I've seen it, not when I haven't. Like, I've read it. I want to watch it, though.
We can watch it together. It's fine.
Sure. We'll watch 2 episodes and then forget about it.
No. We gotta finish it this time.
Anyway, guys. Dragon Ball.
Mm.
The balls.
We're here for.
Yeah. Dragon Boru.
Indeed, the balls. It happened.
Let's start with...
Let's not jump straight to that, though.
Yeah. Let's start with the start.
The food worked. He ate. He won. It happened.
Moving on.
You know my feelings on this. Also, yeah. Goku's destroying music. That wretched bastard.
Oh, yeah.
He's not my classical instruments.
He got the tambourines. He got the cymbals. What will we be left with?
Pretty close.
But at least this time... I feel like Tien and Yajirobe could do the same thing as Goku, essentially.
Destroy music?
Yes.
Okay.
Yajirobe destroyed music last time.
True. It's not just Goku, we got a bunch of music haters.
There was one thing I was curious about, though. Tambourine does his one, like, beam from his mouth.
Yeah.
Like, is it just more like a fiery breath, or is it just like, Kamehameha-ish?
Okay.
I think we're getting to the level where it's just that it's just general beam shit.
Just beam. He can just beam. It's like how Piccolo is just like, oh yeah, city.
Yeah. I assume that when you're strong enough, you can just blast things.
Apparently.
And you don't have to
blast.
You don't have
to. Also, Piccolo just has telekinesis. This is a thing that just like happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just stops Goku midair and it's like, it's telekinesis time, baby. And then like.
So. We have 2 characters in their series that know telekinesis now.
Who was the other one?
Chatsu.
Oh! Fortune Teller Baba also... Kinda, right? I mean, like, I don't know. We don't know how the orb is flowing.
Oh! That's true.
I just kinda assumed she was doing it. Like, that's why she's sitting on it, but...
I guess, but it could just be like a magical item.
It could be
how like Nimbus Cloud just floating. It's just like a thing she owns.
Ah, maybe.
That just flies. Because Kana-sama didn't, but like Roshi had like a flying turtle, this spinny one. So he flies as well. So there must be something of like becoming
a man flies like a Beyblade.
Yeah.
Well. And that joke killed Pud.
Beyblade, let it rip.
I feel like she might have just like had something that could fly.
Just a magical ball. Yeah.
Just a magical orb that could fly.
This world has so many things that they just don't bother to explain.
They don't. They really don't.
And like, on the one hand, I think it's obviously like it grants Dragon Ball a certain amount of freedom to just like pull out random shit, and it's like, okay, yeah, there's like 70 other things that you didn't explain. We'll let you have this one. Right? Like, it can just pull out magical artifacts or like fucking flying clouds, and you're just like, fine.
Cool.
That's fine. Because obviously, like, the series doesn't like prime you to actually like question anything, really. You're just like, all right, yeah, sure, whatever.
The mystical world out there. Which is
how you get Dragon Ball fans who don't read. But on the other side, it's a little bit frustrating if you do like world building and stuff like that. If you like asking those questions, Dragon Ball's hella frustrating because you're just like, okay, how does that work? Okay, no explanation. How does that work? And just like spiral.
Yeah. Like, a lot of powers are just like, yeah, I guess we just
you can just do that. I guess is. I don't know how much we've actually talked about this before, but it's definitely a thought that has crossed my mind a bunch, where like somebody will just do something, it'll never be explained, so you're just left with, you can just do that, I guess.
Yeah. Like, the, like Tien's eye, like he just has a third eye. Like it's not like, oh, I am from like an alien species that from or something.
Nah,
like,
he's just a three-eyed dude.
He just has a third eye. Like did he unlock it via like martial arts by like enhancing his soul to the max and like getting and awakening a third eye, or did he just was born with it? Did he just? Or a combination of both. Like, he had to change
it. Is it a sticker? We don't know.
Did he just fucking fake and just have very good eyes from birth and just somehow be able to see with that better? Ow.
Theory. He's related to pudding.
I was gonna say it.
I was gonna make a Yu Yu Hakusho reference. Did he get that shit implanted?
Oh! Bro. Yeah. That's good.
Like, it's... I don't know. I like probable answer. We'll never fucking know. Why does Goku have a fucking tail? Who gives a shit? Apparently, like, is he's just a monkey boy. That's all it is.
He's just a
don't
monkey
think
boy.
About it too hard.
I'm assuming, like, for some of these, we'll get an explanation later. But like, most of the, like, especially Goku things, Goku still will probably be explained because main character shit. But Tien, we're probably not gonna see much after like this whole arc ends.
I mean, also, I like, what the fuck is Chiaotzu?
He's white.
He is. Ryu, out of the three of us, Ryu was the one to say that. 100%. Yeah. It was always going to be him.
In every single timeline, it was
completely white. There is no pigment. He is white or white.
If you, like, it, like, I don't know if, like, it's been shown in the color pages, but this man, straight up clown makeup. Like, it's like
so,
do you think he just paints it on every morning, or is that just
maybe
paint?
Like that? Maybe he is Japanese Pinocchio.
Every time he lies, he gets whiter. What?
He was just born like that.
He just lies like that. He just lies. He just lies.
Every time he uses the one downside of psychic abilities is that he turns whiter every time,
and he shrinks more.
His hair. He loves his hair as well. Play as the one.
Just as the one.
This just sounds like aging.
Okay, imagine, like, the role of mission, Tien is like, hey, hurry up. Like, one sec, I'm still doing my makeup. And he's, like, widening himself.
Like, no. What if he's just black underneath there? He's trying to pass. He's trying to get the job interview good.
Oh, he's trying to get,
hired right now.
That's crazy.
Got that fake white privilege.
Yeah. It's like, I gotta put my privilege on.
Privilege mode, go! Yeah.
But this is like, I think, the most nonsensical start we've had. It's great.
We've had like, this is...
Also, like, okay, so to get back on track, Piccolo pulling up on Goku cold as fuck.
Yeah.
He just like floats them.
Also, I like that he's like
the cape and shit, or like the rosy shit flowing. The dust
takes it off.
Yeah.
And I like that he's like, oh, my minions died. You know what? Instead of sending another one, let me go myself. I got this. Let me end this guy.
It feels like we're skipping a lot of bullshit. Just like Hotspot gravity.
Yeah.
Like it could have been like the Red Ribbon Army had like seven like admirals. Yeah, sure. Like seven colors that he like they fought through, and then we got to red. This was like fuck two guys. He could have made five more probably, and then dealt with that way. Yeah. I'll go myself.
It's like I ain't wasting time on this. Let's.
I got a roll to rule.
Let's bust the move.
Yeah, bro. I want to be younger. Let me take care of this.
I don't got time.
I got some balls to collect.
Balls.
Yeah, and he just absolutely thrashes, bro. Like,
yeah, like throws a Kamehameha, and he just literally like doesn't take it. He like warps away and then warps back. Or runs
yeah, bro's getting it.
I'm sure, like, this is like the most predictable thing ever to say for me, like, for the entire time we've done this podcast. But my note for this was Piccolo massacre Goku. You'd love to see it.
Yeah,
child abuse.
Ooh, that should have been it. That should have been it.
I am white now.
He shouts you. You've been lying to us, Ryu. You've been lying, bastard.
Mm-hmm.
No, but like I just thought it was really good because like this is just like a really hard wall that Goku just hit.
Like Goku himself says, "I can never beat him. He's strong."
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a level of like respect I don't think we've seen Goku give anybody. He's like, damn, he's pretty strong. Like, he said stuff like that before. But it's always been, like, within the scope of, like, yeah, I can get there. Like he might
I could probably beat him in, like a little bit.
Yeah, like, he doesn't always go, like, oh, yeah, I can beat him right now. Or, like, give me, like, X amount of time. He's like, it always feels like, yeah, okay, give me a little bit and I got this. And this is just, like, yeah, he doesn't know. That's why he immediately goes to the strongest person he can think of and goes, hey, what the fuck do I do?
Help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help and me. Like, this leads really well into like another point that I wanted to mention. It's very obvious. I'm sure you guys noted that, or at least noticed it, but it's an obvious parallel. But when Piccolo betrays his comrades, like his comrades is the ones that wanted in quotation marks there, like leaving Pilaf and stuff. It's the same moment Goku's asking for help. Like, that's just like, that's a real, like, that's just like, yeah, this guy's doing exactly the opposite. And then we, like, it shows
evil's both evil, good is good. Yeah.
It emphasizes their morality, their motivations, who they are. It's just storytelling 101. Nah, contrast your villain with your main character. They're doing it. They're using it.
Good.
They're doing the storytellings.
Yeah. Also, I want to just I lost my point. Never mind. Oh yeah, I feel like the fighting panels have become more dynamic. Like it feels different.
I think we're back to just letting action breathe more. Like there's because I think with the martial arts tournament there was not a lot of story besides the action.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we get the contrast between actual story and action again, I think that helps it.
Yeah, I feel like the paneling has changed. So, like, the amount of, like, space they give per panel, like, the amount, like, the panel sizes have changed a little bit, I feel like. But, like, not as, like, more, how do I say this, confined, I guess. That like, they're less confined to what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good.
Yeah. Also, can we talk about how scared Piccolo is of the Mafuba? Like, every time someone puts their hands up, he's like, oh, the Mafuba, oh my god! Like,
it's not genuinely as PTSD.
Like, Goku went for Kamehameha, he's like, no!
Bro, go for the Mafuba!
Imagine that, like, it's in an everyday setting. Like, Piccolo goes out to dinner with somebody, they like to go to, like, wave
here,
up the
sir.
Waiter, he's like, the Mafuba! No!
I'm cooked, man.
Oh my god, I love that so much. That's the fact that he was about to be put in like a rice cooker. What was about to be so.
Yeah, yeah. Can we talk about how, like, okay, first of all, I just want to say, Roshi, Chatsu, and Tien, you know, trying to save the earth, pulling up, thinking Goku's dead.
This
like, all right, we're the
really
last
good
line.
Build up.
Yeah, we're like, we're the last line of defense. We got this. And he's like, oh, he has the Dragon Ball. Oh, he swallowed them. Okay, guys, change of plans. Knocks out Tien. Chatsu, go hide there. I got this. I'm gonna cook.
Like, huge respect to Roshi. This man, like, obviously was still haunted by what happened to his master. Like, you can tell he never got over this. This is something that has been with him since the moment it has happened. And he's so fucking terrified, and he's still like, look, this is the position I'm in. I'm the one who has to do it.
Yeah.
This is my time. I don't feel up to it, but I gotta do it. And, like, dude, huge respect to Roshi. Like, that was such a good moment. It was super tense. I wish it would have lasted a little bit longer. I wish I could have had more of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, we need another 2 years now. 3 years, actually. We gotta kill Piccolo, then we gotta revive Krillin, and then we gotta revive Roshi. And
yeah, but Shenron, you know, he kind of got blasted. And if you noticed, I noticed this, that
his arm fell off.
Yeah, his arm fell off and it disappeared.
Yeah, Shenron fell off, man.
And the Dragon Balls didn't, like, spread around the world this time.
They just fell down.
So right now, it looks like the Dragon Balls are cooked.
Yeah, what? Yeah, go.
I feel like Shenron is like a mythical being that would just rise, and it might not take 1 year, it might take 10 this time. And then the balls just reform somewhere else in the world. They just take a different rock, and that becomes a Dragon Ball now.
And if Krillin has to wait 10 years and then like catch up to Goku, man's gonna be
dramatic. Bro's gonna be this
big. His neck game will be insane!
Bro will have no neck again.
Oh, the reset on the neck.
Neck reset. That sounds like a speedrunner category.
The
next thing, bro.
The more I think 80%. About like necks in Dragon Ball, I feel like it genuinely does get so different. Cause like you know
it's the, got a lot,
the like side profile meme like that. It's just like it's all neck. It's all neck.
It's all neck, bro.
It's all neck that does it. It's great.
All neck, no head.
Oh my god. So one thing I still wanted to mention, about Roshi fighting Piccolo, like when he loses and dies, like Goku being like, "Oh shit, something's off. The vibes are off."
Something feels like Roshi died.
And I feel like that's just like it shows like the bond between like master and student, and like I feel like also with like the conversation and like the actions that Roshi was taking at that point in time, it feels a lot like, you know, essentially the protector of the earth, or like, because like that's something that I mentioned, you know, like protecting the earth, saving the earth, that's like a responsibility that now falls on Goku, like like naturally, right?
And Tien,
so and yeah, and,
since they are technically I guess as strong right now, right?
So but that's the thing, right? Like it's like Roshi died, so Roshi's responsibilities now fall on Goku as his star student.
Oh, he's always blood. No, Yamcha is still alive, but he has his leg.
But so like this is, I feel like this will become like a bigger theme, just like, you know, the responsibility that comes with being where Goku is, essentially. Like, right, like it is being the star pupil of the Turtle School, and now like obviously, he's not the only person that like has the strength or like is in a position to be able to get to a point where they can fight Piccolo. Like, obviously, Tien is out there. We still have two of us in and like milling about, but he is there. Like, he is at the frontier of this, and I'm very interested to see where this goes, because this seems like it could actually introduce a major theme, a major theme that we can latch on and watch Goku struggle with.
Actually, some struggle from Goku's side,
which he's been doing like a little bit more, like as time and it's been good watching him go through that. And now, essentially, it's a question that essentially a lot of modern anime, I feel like, ask of like, okay, what happens when the people holding the current like situation down, like being having it on lockdown, in this case, it being Roshi. What if they die? What if they're gone? What do we do now?
What if the sensei all die? Look back at JJK. Like, the... Spoiler. But again, yeah, definitely spoilers, but there's a lot of shit happens in there. Like, JJK is, I think, very well known for, like, killing a lot of characters. Like...
Now they are.
Season 2. Like a lot of, like, common characters like pretty much die, and like that's like a thing that like gives the other characters like more of like, oh shit, what now? And I definitely think that like gives Goku in a sense as well like something.
Yeah, spoilers for JJK season 2, but it's the same thing as when Nanami died. It was to Yuji, you got this from here, right?
Because that's what they got to do.
Yeah, that's what they got
to
do.
That's it. Like, and I'm interested to see how Dragon Ball's going to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Also, can we just talk... Do you think Tien feels guilty? Because he was knocked out by Roshi, but he was knocked out for a few seconds. He was awake. And then he saw Roshi die. He saw him use the Mafuba die. And then he telekinetically talked to Chiaotzu and was like, go make the wish now. And that got Chiaotzu killed. So,
oh shit, Chiaotzu's there too, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel bad for Tien right now, because he's like, I got it. He also thinks Goku is dead, so he's like, man, I'm the only one that can save the Earth now, right?
I mean, Tien, right? Like, he couldn't speak. He was, like, knocked out to the point he couldn't speak. If he could have spoke, he would have said something himself, probably not be able to finish and died himself. But he was like, I can't do shit. The only thing I can do is say to my teammate, who's too scared to do anything, hey, do something. We gotta save the world. And I think he still feels bad. I still think he like cares a lot for him, of course. Cared, I guess, because he's gone. But I feel like, yeah, on the other hand, he's also like, this is the only thing I could have done, and this is the only thing we could have done, like, as a team, to, like, try and do a last hope kind of wish or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, save it, but...
Yeah, I think Tien's got... Tien. Okay. Tien is freaking out right now. He's like, fuck.
I mean, he said in the caption I have, maybe not, probably not the official translation, he said shit when he died. He was like, shit. Like, he couldn't do anything. Like, he was so messed up. Like, yeah, fair. He was so upset he couldn't do something himself.
Mm-hmm. But it makes sense, because if Roshi let Tien die, the second strongest or as strong as him, right? If he let Tien die, then the Earth would be left with no defenders. So,
yeah,
it makes sense. But Piccolo just going on a murder spree—that's crazy. He killed.
The stakes have never been higher.
No, so
Shenlong killed himself. He said, "I've granted your wish. Now I must leave." He could have just left. He didn't need to say that. By that, like, and then like Piccolo,
he always
like,
says,
"You're not
that,
going
right? Like, your wish has been granted. I'm dipping.
Your wish.
I guess it's probably like in wish, in like a wish making school. He has like that's like, so
that's
one of the guys. If you've done your wish,
yeah, of course there would be like wish.
Genie school is like, that's guys, if you've done with your wishes, please say thank you for doing your wish. Like, make a note that you're gonna leave again.
you know how Pokemon like live in their Pokeball? Do you think like he lives in another realm or just chills with his other dragon homies? Like, what's up?
Hey, yo, that be a homie.
I want, you know, like the dogs playing poker. I just want dragons. I want like Shenron in the middle. I was just like, yeah. Alright, and then he gets a call from the side. I guess it's more of a call again. And it's just like, oh, these guys again?
Bro, it's the same people
like
every time.
Shenlong, one for you.
yeah. And then he's like complaining about it right before and after, but like he's super professional during.
Yeah.
Like,
may I leave now?
I hate my fucking job. I fucking hate it so much.
I am the eternal dragon.
Give me a beer. I need one right now.
Your wish.
Yeah, it's like,
Your wish has been granted. Now I must go. Fuck this!
Yeah.
Matt, get me a beer. I need one right now. I'm gonna gamble
all the
money
here,
away.
Give me a cigar.
I could see that.
Headcanon.
What kind of drugs would Shenron be into?
Meth.
Not many anymore, because he's dead.
he's kinda cooked himself, so. Do you think he can wish things for himself? Like, is that allowed?
He just wishes bears every once a year. Wishes a new supply of bears.
It's like, I need a year's supply of X.
Yeah.
And then he just gets that for like a year, and then he just does it next year again and again and again.
I need a year's supply of literature. It's one magazine.
Yeah.
Like this thick. Like...
Yeah. I need a. Or you can say, oh, I need a year's worth of books. Lord of the Rings. There you go. Finish. Just Lord of the Rings.
Hey, no. It's just the Silmarillion. Not even the main story.
It's the first book.
Oh my god. That would be crazy.
Half of the first book.
Mm-hmm. Also, now. Yeah. Piccolo has now encountered someone that has used the Mafuba. And he has killed them. Do you... And he, because he knows that there were three people, Mutaito, Roshi, who's not, both of them are dead, and Shen. So he still at least knows there might be one person that still knows the Mafuba, right?
Yeah.
But like, he might also feel like Goku knows it. And if we can play into that, like, if they realize that fact, and he's so further, like, if they can play to like, hey, Goku, act like you know it. Or like,
I don't think he's gonna be believable.
No.
No.
That's cool.
Like, Tien might now kind of get it, because he's seen it.
He could see it, and he learned the Kamehameha
from
like
seeing it once. Yeah.
So I think
Kamehameha he saw multiple times.
Probably a similar way as to how Roshi learned it. Like, he saw his master do it. He probably practiced a while. after that, but like he still only saw it once and didn't have anybody to teach him. So I think Tien is innocent.
That is true. That's why he like straight up lied and was like, it happened so too fast. I couldn't know it. Too bad. So he didn't have to teach, you know, Tien the old new like death technique essentially.
The suicide technique, yeah.
Also, yeah. I would be remiss if I didn't point out the official translation of the Mafuba, which I love from Dragon Ball.
Evil Containment Wave.
Evil Containment Wave.
It's great. It's funny. I like it.
It's like so like, yeah, just purely what that is.
Mm-hmm. Can we just?
But like with like, cause like it's a pretty long like thing, cause like with the whole spiral shit. So like it works really well because it like it just lasts the entire duration of the animation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
makes sense.
I just want to say two things. One, apparently Goku knows directions. He's like apparently good at that because he was.
Toro.
Yeah, which kind of surprised me because I kind of forgot that he actually, since he led Yajirobe to Korin's Tower, and this is crazy. He's like, take a left here, right, go straight. It's like. Good on you, Goku. That's pretty impressive. So, he's not as bad as Zoro, guys. It's fine.
He beat the allegations. He beat Zoro.
I mean, Zoro is really bad, though. Like, even like Zoro like walks for 2 meters and somehow gets back where he was 10 minutes ago.
Oh, I remember. I remember Dressrosa when he had
Dressrosa is what I'm exactly.
Oh, like, the that little
was so bad.
Yeah, when he had the.
He had a Tentata like with him, and the Tentata was like, go left here, and then he went right and somehow ended up where he was.
I remember
5 minutes ago.
And just kept there, doing that for, like, and he went up and down the stairs like 5 times, the same set of stairs.
And he got really mad at her as well. We're like, shut the fuck up!
He's like, what are you doing? You're bad at giving directions.
She's like, you're bad at following them.
Imagine being called bad by Zoro directions. That's like the ultimate insult, man. Oh my god. That's like being called illiterate by Luffy. That's like, it's crazy.
Man can't do numbers. There were too many of them on his bounty poster. He didn't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like, actually, it's like saying, it's like Chaozu saying you can't do math. It's like,
That's crazy. Anything else we want to talk about for the... Like
Yeah.
Piccolo becoming king is something. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I was gonna say something related to that. That the king is a dog.
Yeah, King Furry.
Yeah, he's a dog. Got that dog in him.
I thought I said that already. Oh no, never mind. I fought it because I don't think this would be yet.
Yeah.
This just happened. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like we've had to talk about like furries just being people. So probably should phrase that differently. Anyway, I'm just gonna move well past that one.
Whoops! Hot take, furries are not people.
Fuck. I nearly got out of this episode without saying anything too bad. Nope, didn't happen. Now they have Dog King, which I have nothing to say about.
Yeah, like Piccolo got on his vehicle. I told you, I'm the new king. Don't believe me? Shitty, gone.
Yeah.
All right, douche wish.
No, that's fair. I think that's like the most sensible man that has ever been.
We've seen in Dragon Ball. Yeah.
He was like, no, like in any form of media, that's the most sensible action. Talking about like Die Hard, for example, like guy with a gun. Like, he literally says, I know you have a wife and kids. I know you want to go back to them. All you have to do is give me this code. And he just goes, I guess you'll have to kill me. And he fucking dies. And I'm just like, bro, just give him the code.
Yeah, just give it. Just give it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think that's why furries have not...
You know what? We're gonna end the episode. I'm going to save you from this. We're gonna end the episode here.
I would mention something real quick. In the last chapter, it said that Toriyama was sick. Like this first page.
Oh, he died. No more Dragon Ball. Sag.
It was sick, and he said it was really bad, and he just barely finished the chapter. But I still think like the drawing, like the art was good.
Yeah. Also, one quick thing. In the last panel, the last chapter, got his full name, Mikat Sensei.
Horin,
thank you. Maybe you can try use the Choi Shinshu?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that is. We're going to find out next week. So,
and I hope you join us next week when we do find out about that. I think we'll be covering chapters 151 to 160. But with that, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Laters.
Do a hot.
Bye.
I'll bring your host and we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.